Can you tell me why you live with camp people and how those relationships and the fact that you've chosen to live with camp people, how that differs from the other relationships in your life?
Yes, sure. So I moved in with three other camp people right after we graduated college in 2017. And up until about the end of April, May, I didn't really have a plan for what I was going to do after college. And then one of my friends was going to grad school in Boston, and she said, you should move here. And at that point, it really felt like a no-brainer. It was like, why wouldn't I live with my camp friends? Talk about, like, choice and agency. Like, that was the best possible suggestion that I think I could have gotten at the time. And it's been so amazing to see how our relationship has grown in what we might call the real world when we're at camp. But it's definitely been a journey. You know, it's at camp you really see the parts of your friends when you're counselors, when you're campers, that are the most fun, the most high energy. And then when you live with someone, it can be really like you see them at all the other points too. But because of our really strong connection and relationship at camp, I felt like we really persevered and were able to support each other in the same ways that we would at camp. And we get to do things like pull out a songbook and sit in the kitchen and make dinner together and sing camp songs. So it's a pretty good place to be, I think.
And then the other thing is your relationship with a particular camper and a letter you received from her mother.
Sure. So earlier this summer, I had the opportunity to go over to Aloha, and I work at Hive. And I got to see one of my campers. That was my very first camper. So I started working at Hive in 2013. That was her first summer as a lowlander. And I've gotten to see her grow up, which has been so fun. So I got to see her at Aloha. It was great. And then I saw her mom, who works at another foundation camp. And she said, Babs, I never get any letters from my camper. But she wrote me and told me that she got to see you at Aloha. And it was really meaningful to me because I felt as though this camper, I have gotten to see her grow up for the last 7 summers. And she has really, really grown. And I have this just image of her in our tent, L6. She's wearing her hair like pushed back in kind of this handkerchief. And she doesn't have any socks on. She's wearing her Black Watch plaid tank top. And she's jumping off the tent into my arms, just yelling my name. And every time I think of her, that's the image I get in my head. And so that letter and her mom telling me about it was just kind of